Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen at Galesburg High School with the Galesburg Silver Streak soccer team, who are hometown heroes of the week.
Yeah!
Let's go!
All right, let's meet the Galesburg Silver Streak soccer team.
Caden Wilson, sophomore, starting varsity defender.
All right, Adolfo Suarez, I'm a sophomore, I'm forward.
Kyle Jackson, freshman, right midfielder.
Nick Decco, freshman, midfielder.
Will Seipert, freshman, defense.
Hunter Sanders, junior, goalkeeper.
Diego Santoyo, sophomore, and a forward.
David Olivas, freshman, and goalie.
Steven Lessie, varsity starter, left midfield.
Isaiah Mowen, freshman, starting center mid.
They call me Mason Martinez, starting center mid for JV.
It's Seth Anderson. I'm in 12th grade, and I play striker and right mid.
Comin DeForge, senior striker.
Randy Bile, sophomore forward.
Jose Bizarre, senior.
Roderick Ngandu, stopper, senior.
Daniel Kabambo, sophomore forward.
Murdy Futila, junior midfield.
Randy Meboyo, senior defender.
Peter Ngoma, and sophomore. Yeah.
Wyatt Mayer, sophomore midfield.
Quentin Brand, forward.
Harley Kent, sophomore defense.
Ethan Templeton, sophomore midfield.
Jadon Mukeba, junior outside mid.
Chris Momboyo, freshman goalie.
Ezekiel Biamongu, junior midfielder.
Gerard Remes, freshman.
Preston Hook, junior forward.
Lorenzo Sanchez, sophomore. I am the sweeper.
Donovan Reed, I'm a junior.
Edgar Perez, I'm a sophomore.
Miguel Ceja, I'm a freshman.
Austin Hall, I'm a freshman.
Chase Allen, I'm a freshman.
FM 95's Hometown Heroes of the Week. For the first week of the fall sports season, the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys soccer team under the direction of head coach Philip Reddington. And coach, congratulations. You guys are off to a nice start, and I know you've got high hopes for this young bunch this year.
Yeah, we're really excited. They've been a fun team to watch, and you know, obviously this is an exciting award for us to win. You know, we're fun to watch, and I think a lot of people are going to enjoy us this year.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. Hometown Heroes is not only success on the field, but also success off the field in terms of fans voting for you, and that's got to make you feel good, because sometimes soccer can kind of get lost in the world of football and volleyball, can't it?
Yeah, you know, we're not one of those top U.S. sports when you look at things between basketball or baseball or football, but we've come a long way, and more people are starting to understand the game, and you know, that combined with the Olympics and the World Cups and the Euros going on, more people are watching soccer.
You know, and speaking of the Olympics and a world sport, you've kind of got a world mix here. You've got some students from foreign countries that come to Galesburg that play here now, and so it's quite a mix, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's always a somewhat of a tough one to get used to, but you know, multiple languages within the group. I think we're for sure like three or four languages. So sometimes it's not always the easiest, but the most common thing is soccer. That's the most common language, so they all have fun doing that.
Yeah, these kids, I know a couple of them I was talking to here, just this is their number one sport. They love to play soccer, and when you've got that, you've got a good head start, don't you?
Yeah, for many years we had multiple sport athletes, and you know, once fall's done, they're on to the next big sport, basketball or baseball, track. There's a lot of single sport athletes here with soccer, and that's going to be exciting to see the next couple years as they maybe play club and other things in the off season.
Yeah. So you describe this team as one that attacks pretty well. You're going to score some goals, but you're going to give up a few too, huh?
You know, I you know, the first four or five games, I thought we were going to be really strong defensively. We held a lot of shutouts, and you know, we got caught a bit off last night with McComb and gave up a few goals, but I think eventually we'll settle in a good mix between offense and defense.
All right, and you know, we're out here at practice, and we just feel the energy. These guys are ready to go, and I suppose for you as a coach, you like that, but you got to harness these guys and keep them corralled, huh?
We do have to keep them corralled from time to time. They like to have fun. They like to play some pranks, but overall, they're just a hardworking bunch, and it brings a lot more passion out in the game, not only from me as a coach, but from the players too, when everyone wants to work hard.
Yeah. Now, how far do you go on a regular season, like mid-late October before you play tournament time?
Yeah, just about mid-October, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose like any coach, that's the goal, is to be playing your best at postseason.
Oh, exactly. You know, these first five or six games I always view as preseason in reality, since we don't have a true preseason. Yeah. And then as we move into conference and later season play, that's our true regular season, and then into the playoffs.
Philip, congratulations to you and the guys, a popular group here, and our first Hometown Heroes of the sports season, and have a great year.
Oh, thank you very much, and thanks for everyone that voted.
All right, Philip Reddington, the head coach of the Galesburg boys soccer team, our FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.